हरे कृष्णा। सो अर्जुन हैज आस्क्ड फोर क्वेश्चंस टू कृष्णा, दैट इज स्थित प्रज्ञ, अ पर्सन इन समाधि, अ पर्सन फिक्स्ड इन कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस, व्हाट आर हिज सिम्टम्स, हाउ डज ही स्पीक, हाउ डज ही सिट एंड हाउ डज ही वॉक। सो नाउ कृष्णा इज गोइंग टू आंसर द फर्स्ट क्वेश्चन, व्हाट इज द जनरल सिम्टम ऑफ अ पर्सन हु इज स्थित प्रज्ञ। टेक्स्ट नंबर 55, इट गोज लाइक दिस। श्री भगवान उवाच, प्रजहाति यदा कामान् सर्वान् पार्थ मनोगतान् आत्मन्येवात्मना तुष्टः स्थितप्रज्ञस्तदुच्यते। सो हियर श्री भगवान उवाच, श्री भगवान द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड, श्री कृष्ण, he is speaking to whom? Partha. Oh Partha, that is, oh Arjuna, he is saying, prajahati yada kaman sarvan manogatan. So prajahati yada kaman, yada prajahati kaman, when a person gives up what kaman, all the desires for sense gratification which arises from sarvan manogatan, from the mental concoction, then atmani eva atmana tushtah. So atmani refers to the person, the soul. Atmana refers to the purified mind. So here, what happens to such a person? The purified mind becomes tushtah, satisfied in atmani, in self alone. Such a person, tada, then such a person is called as stita pragya. That is, a person who has attained pure transcendental consciousness. Now, it is very easy to say give up desires, but then it's not that easy to execute. But then, shastrically, if we understand, it is easy. Why? Now, let's understand this technically and then we'll go through philosophically. So, one aspect we need to understand is these desires are not intrinsic property of the soul. Now, when we were discussing about the body and soul concept, so at that time we said that we have spirit soul, then we have the subtle body, and the subtle body is covered by the gross body. So gross body is what we are seeing, and subtle body comprises of mind, intelligence and false ego, and the soul is there in these two coverings. So the desires which are there, those desires are not intrinsic property of the soul. That desires are actually related to the mind. So now, here we need to understand that if the desires were intrinsic property of the soul, then we cannot separate. Like, we cannot separate the heat from the fire. But, here the good thing is that desires are related to the mind and not the soul. So like, for example, suppose, you know, some dust is there here. So we can just remove it. Similarly, these desires are there like dust in the mind. So just remove it. So that's how simple it is. This is like, when we understand it technically, then we'll, you know, be convinced that yes, it is possible to give up desires for sense gratification. That is, selfish desires for one's own enjoyment. Now, how to do this practically? This is a very, very important question. How to do this practically? Now, we cannot artificially remove the desires. This is a very known fact that artificially we cannot suppress the desires, artificially we cannot remove the desires. So what is the solution? So Prabhupada gives here a very, very important solution. And Prabhupada is not giving theoretical stuff here. Prabhupada implemented this in the Western countries on those hippies who had all the unwanted illicit desires. And not just desires, they were into actions also. So Prabhupada implemented this line which I am going to speak, and he got the results, and so he has given that in the purport. So what is that solution? If one is engaged in Krishna consciousness, then automatically sense desires subside without extraneous efforts. So if we are engaged in Buddhi Yoga, Bhakti Yoga or Krishna consciousness, what happens? Automatically our desires will be purified, automatically. Even without our notice, because we will not be putting any extraneous effort any exclusive effort to remove that particular desire. And a person who is practicing Krishna consciousness, he has got special qualities. Bhagavatam describes, we have discussed this shloka before also, Yashasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarvair gunais tatra samasate suraha harav abhaktasya kuto mahadguna manorathena sati dhavato bahihi. So this particular shloka, it says that a person who is in Krishna consciousness, a devotee, has got all the wonderful qualities, all the good qualities, of whom all the suras, all the devatas. And a person who is not a devotee, a person whose consciousness is not fixed in transcendence, what about him? There are no good qualities. Why? Manno rate nasati dhavato bahihi, because he has taken refuge, he has taken shelter in the mental concoctions. So till the point the person has taken shelter of mental concoctions, nothing can happen with that person. Yes. But then, see, every single human being, Krishna gives opportunity. He does not reject anyone. He does not fail anyone. He always waits, how can I give grace mark and pass this person? Always gives opportunities. So here, a very nice statement is given, a very emphatic statement, a very important statement. What is that? Devotional service will instantly help one onto the platform of transcendental consciousness. Anyone who takes up Krishna consciousness, anyone who practices bhakti, what happens? Immediately, instantly he is pulled up. His consciousness is pulled up from materialism to transcendental consciousness. This is the beauty, this is the magic of bhakti, this is the magic of Krishna consciousness. And then, this particular shloka, it speaks about a secret of internal happiness or happiness within. How to achieve that? It's given here. So a person, you know, highly developed soul always remains satisfied. And this is the statement. He's always happy within. How is he happy within? First, because he has realized himself as the eternal servant of Lord Krishna. So in the previous video, I had made it very clear why this statement is repeated again and again and again. This one realization that what is our constitutional position and what is our relationship with Krishna, if we just realize this, you know, we'll attain great heights in spiritual life and we can become very, very happy within. So this is the first realization, that is, servitor, realizing himself as the eternal servitor of the Supreme Lord. And since he realizes that on the spiritual platform, what happens? He has no sense desires resulting from petty materialism. Everyone in this world is searching for happiness. Now they are searching for happiness outside. I was thinking an analogy for this. What can be an analogy to understand that how a person who is self-realized is satisfied within, he's happy within. In this world, it's like a big poster is displayed and nice palatable dishes are there. And everyone in this world is hungry. And this big poster is displayed and it is told, do this, you'll get this. Do this, you'll get this. And everyone is running around to get what? This. That is happiness. But when it comes to a person who is self-realized, who has understood Bhagavad Gita, who is practicing bhakti, who is chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, what about him? He is the person who was hungry, but he ate the palatable dishes. Now his hunger is gone, he is completely satisfied. That is the state of a person who is practicing bhakti, a person who is in Krishna consciousness. So here we understand that a person who practices Krishna consciousness, a person who practices bhakti, and what is the first step and the most important substantial step in bhakti? Chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This person will surely get that internal happiness, because outside, you know, in this world is Dukkhalayam. What happiness we'll get in this Dukkhalayam? The world, it's, this title itself is given as Dukkhalayam. Alayam, a place where there is only Dukkha and we are searching for happiness. But the happiness is not outside, the happiness is inside, the happiness is within. And that happiness we'll be able to realize That happiness we'll be able to experience only when we start practicing bhakti intensely and seriously. So here, this shloka which says that prajahati kaman, giving up the material desires, is not that difficult for a person who is practicing bhakti. Now, in the next shloka, Krishna is going to describe about or answer the question of how does a person in samadhi or sthita pragya speak. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Don't forget to attempt the quiz, and don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding, and also the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.